Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Good day, I'm Tad, hello Drex.
Blessings.
And to Kara.
Good morning.
I don't know what you guys are going to be doing this weekend, but I am going to be looking for some 12-year-olds.
Good.
I need them to teach me how to use TikTok so I can participate in the latest viral trend, the sea shanty. Shanty is an old work song or a collection of work songs that sailors would sing when they're out to sea to kind of forget. So this guy started performing a sea shanty on TikTok and it is blown up. Why am I so interested? It's like a barbershop quartet.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Listen to this. Beautiful music.
Once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Billy of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down below my Billy boys blow. Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
And it goes on from there, and I am obsessed.
You would love Ireland then, Tad. We were there last summer. Summer of 2019. Remember when you could fly international?
Yeah.
So glorious. And like we would just be walking down some random street in Cork, Ireland, and people would just bust out into like kind of singy songs like that, and they would add a verse. It was pretty magical, especially when you've had 15 Guinness.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's everything I ever dreamt of.
Yes. Yeah.
Drinking Guinness and singing.
Traveling.
And Kara, you know, going way, way back, I was a man in search of a
barbershop
quartet.
More
to form my quartet, was never able to pull it off, to the point where I formed my own quartet. Do you remember this?
She said, where you want to go, how much you want to risk. I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something that I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Listening to that, you can just tell, right? There's potential there for the Wellerman.
So you want to get on the you want a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Well, I need to find out how I'm going to become, because if I'm going to put in the effort, I need to find out, like, how does it work? What do I do? And how do I, you know?
I've had that thought over the last couple of weeks about, like, you know, we always want to stay on top of trends and we want to bring a new audience into our radio program. Maybe we should get onto TikTok. But then, like, who's going to follow us? Like, are three grown adults, three people, right, like, around the age of 40, going to have a bunch of 13-year-olds following our social media page? I don't know how that
That's
adds up.
That's kind of what's been holding me back, because I know our afternoon guy, Chris Santori, has been into TikTok, and the way I feel when I see him posting about TikTok trends.
Creeper!
98.5, 80s, 90s, and now we're going to play Song for the Scenario here, where Drex and Kara are going to face off picking the song that fits the situation perfectly. This should be called the Delilah Challenge. Wouldn't that be talking to somebody on the phone? They'd be like, I'm really down on my dumps. She'd be like, I have the perfect song for the dumps.
Here it is.
Bobby McFarland.
Delilah.
So I'll give you this situation. You guys pick the song that fits it perfectly. Everybody's talking about the fact that the two big lottery jackpots are over $500 million each. So part one of Song for the Scenario, Drex, Kara, you just won a $500 million lottery jackpot. What song is playing in your head as you quit your job? Kara?
Well, I'm going to be dancing into the boss's office, doing a little NSYNC.
Very good. Won the lottery, you're quitting your job. What song?
Oh, I would tell Coach Egan just exactly how I feel about everybody.
Forget you and you and you. I hate your friends
I'm gone.
You didn't go with CeeLo Green. You could have done that if you were going to do that. Forget you.
No, thing. I wanted him to know I don't like anybody. All your friends. Yeah.
Drex, winner of round one. Congratulations. Oh. That's tremendous. Kara, will you make a comeback for round two? The second part of the situation is you just sold your house, you quit your job, and you realize, whoops, you actually only had four numbers right.
Oh, no.
What song best describes the way you're feeling now?
Well, I'm obviously panicking and wishing that I could turn back time.
Baby, if I could turn back time.
Pretty good.
All right, Drex, you sold your house, you quit your job, and you realize you only have four of the numbers. You didn't actually win the lottery.
For the first time ever in Song for a Scenario.
If I could turn
stop
back
it!
Wow.
I picked the same song.
If I could find a way.
However, the winner of round two is Kara because she made up her own words and sang along with it. You got the edge.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Tyler, you were calling this morning to apologize to who? Your mom or her mom?
My mom.
For what?
So my wife, you know, we met each other in college at a UGA football game. We fell in love in school and got married on campus, actually.
Oh.
Hey. That's how we're those people.
Well, first comes love, then comes what?
Science class.
Right. So recently we found out that our baby was going to be a boy.
Yay!
And, you know, everyone's so basic now. Everyone's naming their kids like Liam or Brayden or, you know, and there's been old names, Christopher, Tyler. And so I wanted a different name. And my mom got upset and I did something bad. I disinvited her to the baby shower and I want to apologize for that.
All right, Tyler, you guys picked out a name for your unborn son. You mentioned it to your mom. There was a big fight, and you disinvite her to your shower. What was the name?
You know, the name's a little unconventional, but it's not like Kim and Kanye weird. It's not like Elon Musk with that, like, you know.
Yeah, it's like a symbol. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
When I told her the name, she, like, totally lost her mind and started screaming. And something to think of a more family-appropriate name, and there was, like, a huge fight, and I flipped out at her for being disrespectful, you know, because we're the parents and we get to decide the name. And so I disinvited her and we haven't spoken since. And, you know, the baby shower is next weekend and I just feel really bad for yelling at her and telling her she's not welcome. So I want to apologize.
Okay. We'll help you do that. But you have to promise if we're going to help you apologize and ask for her forgiveness, you have to, when we come back, tell us what this name is that is so controversial in your family.
All right.
That's not Kim and Kanye weird, you promise.
I promise.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Just talked to Tyler, who got so mad at his mom, Patty, because she didn't like the name that he and his wife have chosen for their unborn child. So mad, in fact, Tyler said, don't bother coming to the baby shower, but now he's regretting that decision. Tyler, we're going to help you patch things up, ask for forgiveness, sit tight as we call your mom.
Hello?
Patty, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're well, and I'm glad that you're glad to hear from us. We do a new feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. We understand there's a baby shower coming up, your son and his wife.
Yeah, I'm going to be a grandma.
Oh, my God. Patty, you sound super excited for someone who we hear might not even be going to the baby shower, though.
I don't know what their heads are thinking because they've come up with some hooting on a mama name. I can't even tell you. It's just ridiculous.
Well, what name would you like them to give your first grandchild?
Well, I think it should be a family name. And my father's name was Al. And I think they should have Al as the name because that just makes sense. It's
Mom.
Family.
No. Look, Ugga will be unique and stand out because of his name. Like Ugga George Anderson.
Whoa. Patty, your son Tyler is on the phone. He's the one that told us that you're having an issue with the name of your first grandson. We didn't even know the name until you just said, Tyler, Ugga? Like the mascot?
Yeah. Thank you. Am I crazy? Ugga? Really?
Mom.
I mean, that is not a name for a child. Nuh-uh.
Mom,
no.
I already told you, you can call him George if you really want to. But his initials would be UGA, Uga George Anderson. Isn't that brilliant? I mean, come on. Come on. Well, that is, that's like, that's low-key brilliant.
Can I just jump in here and say, Patty, you know, like, they met at UGA. They're big Dogs fans.
It's a meaningful name to them, obviously.
And furthermore,
they can decorate their whole house with all the paper and flags and posts and anything they want, but they are not naming my grandchild by that name. That's crazy. Crazy.
Mom, we're not doing Al. That's Florida and Alabama's mascot's name.
You think about that.
So, guys, listen, we still come to the, I mean, obviously, it's Tyler. What's your wife's name, Tyler?
Becky.
It's Tyler and Becky's decision, Patty. But there still comes the issue is that you were disinvited to the shower, correct?
Yeah. That's right. Mom, I'm sorry. I do want you to come to the shower, and I...
I'd be honored to come. You know that. There's still plenty of time to change that name if you need to, though.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not talking about that at the baby shower, okay?
You guys work all of this out. Patty, do you forgive him?
Of course I forgive him.
Tyler, you forgive your mom?
I do.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Weekday mornings at 7 a.m. Tomorrow, Toby asked his sister Maria to hold on to a birthday present meant for her nephew, but she needs to confess she did more than just hold on to it.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters 727. A cold and foggy start, but warming up to 55 today with sunshine later on. No Powerball winner last night. That jackpot is at $640 million for the next drawing on Saturday. Mega Millions also no winner earlier this week. That drawing's on Friday, $750 million. It's getting crazy. What's going on, Kara?
If you needed to go renew your license or your car registration this week, you are out of luck. The Georgia Department of Driver Services is going to be closed through next Tuesday for some system upgrades. And the Georgia Department of Revenue will also be closed for the same upgrades. So online services, kiosks, the DDS to go app, all of that's going to be down along with vehicle registration and title services. But it gets worse. So after these things come back online, if you have any kind of online service or app accounts, you're going to have to recreate them.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
You know, but this would be a good time. You said that the Department of Revenue is going to be down. Mm-hmm. This would be, that's where you pay your Georgia state taxes to. This would be a good time to be like, I paid them on Friday. It says it went through. Well, we were going through a system upgrade. Well, you're going to have to find the money somewhere. It was in there.
Do would not be us, following like, Drex's advice.
When we go to visit you in jail, do you want us to smuggle in a shank or?
No, just put the money in my commissary account.
Oh my gosh, let's get a good feeling.
Leave some Benson and Hedges at the front.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I love these cheesy dream jobs that people have been coming up with. This time, it's a website called bonusfinder.com, and they are on the hunt for a professional binge watcher who also loves pizza. Hello, I think that's all of us. Is there anybody not qualified to do this?
They're going to have 80 million applicants.
I know,
good
right?
luck. I mean, so that's been our job for the last, what, 11 months now?
Right.
So you'll review the pizzas and three Netflix series that you've probably already seen, like Bridgerton, Queen's Gambit, Ozark. There's a whole list of them. You got to be 21 or older and submit an application at bonusfinder.com before February 12th, and they say the more creative, the better. But the winner is going to get a Netflix account, pizza delivery, and money for snacks, and $500.
I mean, it's $500 and a Netflix. But then I think about it and they could pay us $2. They could just give us the free pizza.
Just the free pizza and the free Netflix. I mean, that's enough.
I might pay those people.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Shannon in Ackworth. Hey, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You signed up online at tadandrex.com.
Yes.
So you should be ready, right? You knew you were going to play. Did you do any studying?
I hope. Sure.
All right. So go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio.
All right. Get out, Kara.
I'm gone, Shannon. Good luck.
Thanks. Right. You too.
Kara's going to leave the room. We'll ask you the five questions. Bring her back in. Ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 cash. Here's question one. The actor who played Forrest Gump is going to host a star-studded inauguration TV special next week. Who's that? The actor who played Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
Number two, we had no Powerball winner last night. Saturday's drawing could hit $650 million. What color is the actual Powerball?
Yellow.
Number three, Mayim Bialik has been tapped to host a week of Jeopardy this spring. Back in the 90s, she had her own show. What was that named?
Blossom.
Number four, Cardi B told her Instagram followers her music video for WAP cost $1 million. She also revealed her name Cardi is short for this brand of rum.
I don't drink rum.
Okay, but listen, Cardi and rum. Cardi. It's short for...
Oh, gosh.
You gave her enough, Tad.
Question number five, Dave Grohl's 52 today. Everybody knows he's a front man for the Foo Fighters, but he did get his start as the drummer for what 90s grunge band? Shannon, it's probably first 90s grunge band from Seattle that would come to your mind.
Oh, gosh, music is not my thing. Well, I know, it's awful.
You don't drink? You don't listen to music? I mean,
why do you listen to this radio show then?
Come on in, Kara.
That's all right. Bring Kara back in. Shannon and Ackworth on the struggle bus a little bit this morning, getting two right.
I'm dying to know, what does Shannon do for fun? All right, same questions, Kara. Number one, the actor who played Forrest Gump's going to host a star-studded inauguration TV special next week. Who's that?
Tom Hanks.
That's what Shannon said, 1-1.
Number two, no Powerball winner last night. What color is the actual Powerball?
It's red.
Shannon doesn't drink, doesn't listen to music, and doesn't play the lottery. She said yellow. It's 2-1.
Number three, Mayim Bialik has been tapped to host a week at Jeopardy. She had her own show in the 90s.
Blossom.
Whoa. That's what Shannon said. It's 3-2.
Number four, Cardi B told her Instagram followers the video for that WAP song cost $1 million to make. She also revealed that her name Cardi is short for the brand of rum known as...
Bacardi.
Sister's name is Hennessy. Shannon didn't get an answer there. It's 4-2.
You mean Henny?
Right.
Number five, Dave Grohl's 52 today. Everybody knows he's from the Foo Fighters, but before that, he was the drummer for...
Nirvana.
Shannon said, I'm not into music. I'm not giving you an answer. All right, clean sweep this morning, 5-2. Shannon and Ackworth, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not.
Kara, 940 wins and just 32 losses.
Sorry, Shannon.
Thanks.
If you think you can beat Kara, take her money, you can sign up to play at tadanddrex.com. Shannon, you have a great day. Go listen to some tunes. Have a beverage.
All right.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning, and thanks for listening. It's Tad Drex and Kara. What is the weird thing that you notice because of your profession? It might even be a curse. Like, you can't help but notice this because you know about it because of what you do for work.
We're probably all in that situation. We probably all notice things because of our job, but there's a difference between noticing something and then saying something.
Mm. Yeah, what happened to you?
We were on a walk over the weekend, and we had new neighbors move in, and they were outside their yard, so we stopped and introduced ourselves. And right as we're leaving, the gentleman pulls something out of his back pocket, and he hands it to me. He said, hey, if you ever want to fix that bottom row of your teeth, just give me a call.
He is a
dentist. And like I laughed it off. I walked away. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, that was really rude. Like, you're going to criticize something.
I'm already self-conscious
about it. You're going to criticize that?
If you noticed the shutters on your house were crooked and he was a carpenter, that's one thing. But never, Sam, we had this issue come up with me where I was running. Like, if somebody, I was like, hey, if you ever want to lose weight, like, I would hate that person.
He's a dentist, and he's obviously new to town. He's trying to drum up some business and let people know that his services are there and available. We both have realtors as spouses, Drex. You know that, like, whenever we go out with them, they meet somebody new, the first thing out of their mouth is, yeah, are you looking to sell or buy a house in the next 6 months?
That's not about their physical appearance. So if you're just talking about weird things that you notice because of what you do for a living, what about us? Like, we all do the same thing. Is there anything in our...
Because we're radio DJs, we notice something?
Right.
I bet we all do it. If we're at a party or we're at a restaurant, we will always listen to the music, and we always listen to when the end of the music is, and then we wait for the next song to start, where normal everyday humans listen to the meat of the song.
Right.
We turn the music up when it's ending and about to begin. Most people are like, okay, now we'll turn it up.
Right. We have a very keen sense of dead air. If there's silence, we have to fill it. That is a serious problem. It's why we talk so darn much, too. Let's see. You notice this weird thing because of your job. Amy is in Canton.
I mean, my husband and I own a funeral home, and when we go into people's houses, I swear I am checking the doorway and the railings, and I'm like, okay, if they die, how am I going to get them out of here?
Are you kidding?
I can't judge over here. It's instinct. So even when I go to my friends' houses, I'm like, all right, am I ready for this?
Amy, how sick.
What's an ideal width of a door frame? No, don't worry about that.
It's 36 inches.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. We're talking about the weird thing that you notice because of your job. And a lot of times I bet you people, like, it's a curse. You do this for a living. You study this for a living. And so you can't help but say something or at least think something. And there is a difference between thinking and saying when it comes to somebody's physical appearance.
Yeah. The new guy in our neighborhood's a dentist. And when we met him over the weekend, he was like, oh, you let me know if you need that bottom row of your teeth fixed.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with my teeth?
Huh? Not. See, you, some professions, you just have to bite your tongue. I know it's hard, but if it's about somebody's physical appearance, like if a personal trainer came up to me and was like, hey, if you ever feel like working out, and unsolicited, No, that's a big no. What weird thing you notice because of your profession doesn't get any weirder. Brianna in Forsyth County.
So I'm a nurse, so every time I see somebody, I mean, I'm sure everyone can relate, but I notice their veins.
Their veins.
Needles in. Yeah. To put needles in.
So, like, yes. In case you come into my office and I need to hook you up, I need to make sure I know where it is.
Yes.
That must be such a curse to you. Like, always look at this, like, not a very attractive part of the body. I'm sure if people could remove their veins, they would be happy just from a cosmetic standpoint.
Let's say you meet somebody, you check out if they have good veins. Are you, like, ranking them in your head? Like, oh, yeah, I remember meeting your friend Chris. Good veins.
I don't think so.
Do you ever see somebody and you're like, ooh, I would love to get my needle into them?
Yes. Well, so like on American Idol or, you know, The Voice, whenever they sing, they have like those big neck veins that stick out. Or like,
and you're in
like your forehead. A flipping vampire.
Yeah. Think about it.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Cold and foggy start, but headed up to 55 with sunshine later on today. No big Powerball winner last night, so that jackpot is at $640 million for the next drawing on Saturday. And, of course, Mega Millions, no winner yesterday, $750 million for Friday. A lot of money roaming around out there. We got to grab that. What's going on, Kara?
So we found out this week one of the happiest places on earth, Disneyland, will be opening up their doors in California to become a mass COVID vaccine site. And now we have one of our own. No, it's not the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, which would be the best decision, but it is Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're going to be helping more Georgians get their shot through at least March for Fulton County residents. So this will be by appointment only, and you can set it up through FultonCountyGeorgia.gov/COVID vaccine. I know there have been lots of hiccups this week, but they're asking people just to be patient so they can get this stuff out to us.
Yeah, we're like 49th on the list of 50 for the vaccine rollout. And are they saying it's because we don't actually have the facilities available, or is it we don't have the people to administer it?
I think it's a little bit of everything.
Okay, all of the above.
So we're in last place for COVID. What better place to do the vaccines than Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Right?
Right, yeah.
It's going to go to you. Yeah.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So some of our favorite retail heavyweights like Target and Walmart and Amazon are actually allowing us not only to do our returns and refunds online, but in many cases, they're letting us keep the goods. So as this pandemic pushes on, more retailers are trying to figure out safe ways for contactless shopping and returns. So in many cases, the cost of shipping and processing these returns just outweighs the cost of the item, and we end up the winners. Now, you get to do what you want with your items from there. It's on you. You can donate them, sell them, give them to a friend, but I've only had this magical thing happen to me one time, but when it did, it was glorious.
So if you buy something, let's say you buy an HDMI cable for your TV and it costs $3.
Right.
And you need to send it back. They're just going to say, eh, it's not worth the hassle. Keep it.
Right. It's possible that they
don't abuse it, Drex. I can see the wheels turning already.
Exactly. I know.
How can I not?
Oh, don't.
This was designed
for
me.
You'll mess it up for the rest of us. Stop it.
Please don't abuse it. They'll take our privileges away. Jeff Bezos will be like, how come? He's already slipped to number two on the list of the wealthiest
people. You know, they make rules. The rules are because people break them, and I'm that people.
98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara. So we have a new feature on our show that airs weekday mornings at 7 o'clock called Forgive and Forget. And this morning, we talked to Tyler and his mom, who were having a disagreement over the name that Tyler and his wife had picked out for their firstborn son. Here's a clip from earlier. Mom obviously did not like the name.
I don't know what their heads are thinking.
Mom. Look, Uga will be unique and stand out because of his name. Like Uga George Anderson.
Uga? Like the mascot?
Nuh-uh.
Mom, no. I already told you, you can call him George if you really want to. But his initials will be UGA. Uga George Anderson. Isn't that brilliant? I mean...
Okay, you could hear the whole funny conversation between the two on the B98.5 Facebook page right now. The name, Uga George Anderson. Initials, UGA. Lot of mixed reactions. Somebody called and they said, please, don't name the child Uga. Name them Ulysses. Ulysses is as good as we can get. Actually, if you think about it, there aren't too many U names.
Yeah, Uga on a resume when they're trying to get out of college could be a little tough.
Yeah.
So Uga, George Anderson, UGA, the initials. Kathy and Sewanee was for it.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Yes, I want that grandmother to embrace that. Our son, his initials are KFC. So I was at an antique market and bought a sign for $25. I think it originally was $50, but the story goes, you know, that's how I am. I'm a Clark Howard fan. So I got it down to $25. And for every birthday, we have always had a family photo in front of that. And the family joke is that we always joked when Kev went to college, he would take it with him. No, it didn't happen. I still have it. But on a side note as well, a baseball player, and so all those baseball travel games, I always made sure to find a KFC so I could have some mashed potatoes, because you know, us baseball families were a little superstitious. Whenever one of your kids plays, you got to do that same routine. But yeah, they can have so much fun with that. I really want her to embrace that. Maybe he'll go to Georgia.
So Kathy, you guys go to the Big Chicken for birthdays and things like that?
We did, yes.
Kathy, if your son was a travel baseball player, they all have nicknames. Like all the boys give each other nicknames. Did your son have one?
Thank you for asking. Of course. He was called the Colonel.
Beautiful. I absolutely love it.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.